Hello, friends, and welcome. We're so glad that you're here. Today, we're going to chat about something a little different. We've been doing a little bit of research into Fatima.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one particular thing that I didn't know too much about regarding the Fatima message and the Fatima story.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an angel of peace appearing to the children.
Mm-hmm.
And a prayer that the angel of peace ask the children to pray.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like to share it with you and give our thoughts on how it's relevant to this time.
They saw, some way off, a young man approaching them who seemed to be made of light. When he reached them, he said, "Do not be afraid. I am the angel of peace. Pray with me." Then kneeling down on the ground, he bowed low until his forehead touched the earth and said the following words three times, "My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I ask your pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you." He then straightened himself and said, "Pray thus. The hearts of Jesus and Mary are attentive to the voice of your supplications."
So I knew of this prayer, but I didn't know it was associated with Fatima.
But I've always seen it like in videos and stuff. You see the angel coming and the children praying this prayer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed that part.
Oops.
But how is it relevant for today? Well, you just click on your TV, go onto the news feed, and just ask yourself, is the world experiencing peace?
No.
Like, there's so much chaos. There's so much divisiveness. It's everywhere. And friends, this is just my opinion here, but I feel it's more than just the pandemic. I feel like there's this diabolical disorientation that has just settled upon the world, and it's affecting many people's minds on how we think about the political system, things going on in the church, things in healthcare, education, democracy. Like, there's just an increased sense of disorientation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. We have entered into the stage, or something's going on and something's off. And this really struck me because here we have the angel of peace
mm-hmm.
coming.
Mm-hmm.
We need peace. Have you ever asked the angel of peace intercession? Honestly, I haven't. He identified himself as mm-hmm. the angel of peace. I'm just guessing he has something to do with peace he goes by that name. Calling upon that angel's intercession, I think it's pretty relevant for this time. But mm-hmm. not only that, but to pray that prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For those who do not believe, adore, and who do not love, because the disorder that we experience in our lives personally and in the world is a result of not believing, of not adoring, of not loving, of not living the divine law of God.
Mm-hmm.
St. Augustine says peace is the tranquility of order. The only way that we have peace in our world and our personal lives as well is when we're living that divine law where Jesus is the center, when we believe, love, and adore, and when we stop doing that, we get chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, my rant. Janelle, anything?
No, I agree. And I feel like this is an act of faith to pray this prayer. And I feel like we all need to consciously be making acts of faith regularly in order to battle
mm-hmm.
the craziness.
If you stop making acts of faith, expect your faith to leave you. Because faith will only continue to grow in our life to the degree that we exercise it. And yes, it's a theological gift. It's a theological gift,
virtue
given to us from God. But we need to dispose our hearts by making acts of faith. And if we do not cooperate with that grace, then we're going to lose that grace.
Mm-hmm. So how do we make an act of faith?
Prayer. Prayer is an act of faith. You're mm-hmm. believing that someone is on the other end listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the more that you pray, the more your faith is going to grow. But it's kind of funny because you have to have a little bit of faith just to start, right?
Yeah. But the beautiful thing is if you ask, God will give it to you.
Yes, because it's God's will to give everyone the gift of faith. There's nobody who's ever been born that God says, oh, no, that person, not, he's not meant for the gift of faith.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we're sitting and you're hearing this and you're struggling with your faith in God. Well, here's a question. Have you asked for an increase of the gift of faith in your life? I really believe those who have faith are those who have asked for faith. And those who do not have faith, I just wonder, have they even asked for it?
Mm-hmm.
And the more that we ask for the gift of faith, I think the stronger that faith gets. But I'm pretty sure that once we stop asking and exercising that gift of faith starts leaving our life. And then how can we live a life on Jesus? How can we experience a life of peace if Jesus is not at the center of our life? So all this to say, friends, let's pray. And perhaps say this prayer. What we're going to do is we're going to create a prayer video linked around this video as a gift for you to pray it regularly. It's always going to be on YouTube. We hope you take advantage of it. Any other thing, Janelle? Oh, the angel said to say it 3 times.
Yes.
I forgot that detail. So that prayer video, we'll have it saying that 3 times. Anything else? No? Good to go?
Pray it, please.
Yes. And share this video with others who you think might be blessed by the message as well as that prayer video. Mm-hmm. God bless you guys. Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.